Welcome to the worst week yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we put out an episode, even if it's a couple days late. That's right, every single fucking week. We don't take weeks off. We just delay the inevitable. I'm Andrew Hillary, and Kennedy's here. Kennedy's kitten's doing something cute in the background. We're doing great.
It's kitten madness over here right now.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I also love it. I'm enjoying that a lot. A second cat has just hit the cat tree. I don't know what they look like. Yeah. They're in a foam bowl. What a life.
It's a cat tree.
What a fucking life. They need to make human trees, first of all.
Dude. You know, I think the tree house has really fallen out of style.
Yeah, well, I mean, none of our parents have weekends off anymore. I should ask my dad to build me a tree house. He's 70, something like that. Dad, you never built me a tree house.
Build me a tree house. That reminds me of, I was having a conversation with my boss where I said something about like doing something getting like weird contacts and how it would freak my parents out. She was like, "Is that still your goal?" And I was like, "It's not exactly my goal, but it's still really easy to do, even though I'm in my 30s."
Hell yeah. So listeners, sorry that the episode's late this week. I was in Florida for Fest, and I packed up my entire podcast recording studio and I brought it down with me. And then I realized that I was staying in a house with 10 other people. And I think if I started recording a podcast, they would have killed me. So
you would have had to rent a separate Airbnb just for the one, like, hey, can I rent this Airbnb for 2 hours? Not for sex.
For the opposite of sex, recording a podcast.
for an activity that I promise will keep everyone around me chaste if they come here. If somebody happens to walk, even if like there would happen to be like a porn movie level scenario that would never happen in real life, suddenly happen to you, like a woman knocks at your door and she's like, "Andrew Hillary, I'm a big fan and my car just broke down out here." And you realize like she's like not wearing a bra or panties and she's intentionally like bending over to flash you.
And then she sees the microphone.
You look
at
my car and then she sees that you're recording a podcast. She's like, "Oh, never mind. I'm going to go to the next house. I made a big mistake. I'm sorry." And you're like, "But you said my name when you can't." She's like, no, I mistook you for somebody else."
I'll tell you what, Kennedy, if Elon Musk is really worried about the collapsing birth rate, what he should be focusing on is stopping podcasting.
The problem is he loves podcasts.
Yeah, that is true. Probably not ours.
No.
But Elon, come on the show. So anyways, yeah, on Sunday, when we usually record, I was, oh my God, Kenny, I spent so much fucking time on my feet this weekend. Because like, Fest is cool because it's just in a town. It's like at a bunch of different like little bars. So it's not like like the normal festival where you like are in a field somewhere or whatever. You know, like you can actually go to a bathroom with a toilet in it. And
that's dope.
One of the coolest things is that they don't really jack up the prices of everything. Like a bottle of water is only like a dollar or two, you know, like that kind of thing. Like I know it's like fucking Coachella, you're paying like $5-$6 for a bottle of water. I think.
No, that's pretty real.
So that's cool. I got to see a bunch of really cool bands. The last band I saw, that they weren't the last band of like the festival, but the last one I saw was Matt and Kim, which I didn't really know anything about Matt and Kim.
I forgot they existed.
Well, I didn't know who they were. And then the last song they played is that Daylight song. And I was like, "Oh, I know who this fucking band is." But their whole set was so crazy. They started by throwing like a couple hundred just like balloons, like not blown up, just like deflated balloons into the crowd. And they were like, "Everybody grab some of these and blow them up." And then, like, whenever they hit the next, like, the start of the next song, people were just throwing them up. So there's just, like, hundreds of balloons in the air. And then they threw out an inflatable gator. And then they threw out, like, a dozen inflatable sex dolls. And then they had these, like, 10-foot-tall beach balls that, like, just so huge. The biggest beach balls. So there's just, like, all kind of shit going on. Kim, who is half of Matt and Kim, was, like, wasted drunk. And so, like, she was, like, she could barely hit, like, keep on beat. And she was just, like, she was having such a good time. Like, there's a thing where you can go see a band play and one of the members is too drunk. And it's, like, oh, this is sad. She was just partying. She was having such a good time. And it, you know, it was vibes.
I saw a band once. They weren't a big band exactly, but they also weren't, like, a nothing band. They were kind of mid-sized.
Okay.
Struggling to think of the name right now, but they opened for a band that I actually wanted to see, you know, that kind of thing. And they were like, they released a couple of mildly popular songs in like the 2008-2010 kind of period or something, and then immediately disappeared kind of band, you know what I mean? But anyway, God, I can't think of the name right now. Oh, You're Vegas. You probably won't remember them, but
no, it doesn't sound familiar. Yeah,
they were just like a mid-sized band for a minute, but the lead singer of that band, when I saw them, threw up on stage because he was so drunk, but got through the set and sounded pretty good.
That rules. Yeah, so that was my Sunday. I was out from like the first band I wanted to see played at noon. So I was just on my feet for 10 hours or something, like, and I'm old and I got a bad knee, and that was already like after doing the same thing the last 2 days. So I was just like, my body was so fucking wrecked. And then it's Monday comes around and I'm like, okay, I want to go home and I don't want to like take 2 days to get there. It's like driving from Florida to Pittsburgh. The last two times I've driven down, I broke it up in half. I like stopped at a friend's house in North Carolina, you know, split it in two. And I was like, I think I can do this in one shot. So I left Florida at 7 a.m. and I got home at 10:15 p.m. I got in the car. When I left Florida, the sun was still not out. It was dark. And it was like well into the night when I got home. Kennedy, it is crazy to spend that much time. I was in the car for 15 hours. It is crazy to spend that much time in a car alone. It was fucked up.
That's fucked up, man.
So my voice is apparently trashed. I did smoke over one pack of cigarettes on the drive. But I pace myself. I'm like, I only have a cigarette every 50 miles because otherwise I will just have one cigarette every length of time it takes to smoke a cigarette. So,
wow.
But I think my voice is just thrashed because I also only got like 4 hours of sleep before waking up at 6 a.m. and leaving at 7. So like that's my body is, I feel crazy right now, but all that to say is that I'm home. The cats are chilling. And I was like, fuck, man, I don't want to not put out anything this week. So here's an episode, you shit fucks. Patreon.com/worstweekend.
Also, this will be a little bit of a lighthearted episode before the election hits and makes us all cry.
Okay. It will not be lighthearted, but it will be. We're not talking about the election. We're not talking about politics. We're not fucking doing all that shit. We'll do it. We're going to do it again for this week's episode, election eve episode. We'll be back on it. But
we are going to talk about something that is very serious today, which is the story of Pickle Boy, the boy who ate too many pickles and turned into a pickle and died. A sobering tale for Halloween.
God. What? Wait. Before we get into Pickle Boy.
That was just a meme going around the internet.
Oh, you just lied to me? What the fuck?
I know. Pickle Boy wasn't real. Well, but you could be real if you ate all the pickles and died. So
yeah, give me a couple industrial sized jars. We'll make this happen. So before we get into the news, before we get into our couple little baby stories here, just want to say, if you like the show and want to hear bonus content, head on over to patreon.com/worstweekyet. Give us a couple bucks. If you get into 10 bucks a month, we say your name. So thank you to AJ for Baltimore, Chauncey Yonders, Pablo Hummus, Childless Cat Dad, Old Hobgoblin, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, Fuck Like My Dad, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Zap Actions, Downer, Nandy, Angelus, Brianne, Dragula, 206, Why Not, I Pay More for Only Guys, Josh Troopin, Terminator, I Lie, Leftist, Hit Next, Make More Peace, and CIA Brain Box. Patreon.com/worstweekyet. I'm not doing well. I'm going to say that. I'm not doing well.
No.
Yeah. So, Pickle Boy. Not real yet.
Yet.
Just give it time. Kennedy, I got a couple of stories here. Like I said, nothing too high stakes. First,
I got a couple of stories also.
First and foremost, I promise that we are not talking about the politics of this, but just the situation of it. So last week, did you see Tim Pool like quit his show?
Yeah, he's like, I don't have time to have children.
He's like, he was talking about it like, you know, people always say, why don't you have a girlfriend? Why don't you have kids? And I'm like busy doing the show. And it's like, well, maybe I should step back from the show and have a girlfriend and kid. It's just like, wait. Like, he was talking about his, like, how he needs to spend time with his family, but to the best of my knowledge, that family does not exist yet.
Yeah, hasn't he sort of loosely claimed to have a family at times?
I don't know.
About this.
It was awesome. I don't even care. I'm not looking into it. I'm not trying to get to the bottom of whether or not Tim Pool has kids. I'm choosing to believe that what actually happened was he was like, I need to spend time with my son. And also, I need to have a son. Fuck that guy. Oh, my God. But it was awesome. Like, just hearing him talk about it. And he's like, and it's not a money thing. We are not losing money. Everything is financially good here. It's like, didn't you just get exposed for, like, taking millions of dollars from Russians? I'm assuming that's not happening anymore. I mean, that's got to at least affect you a little bit. There is, like, there has to be a bottom to, like, the amount of right-wing grifters that, like, can survive in this kind of environment, you know? Like, it's the same with, like, Alex Jones. Like, his whole reason he's able to do what he does is because of, like, the people that buy shit through his online store. But he's said before that, like, there's only, like, 15 or 20,000 people that have ever bought anything, but they just buy so much shit, you know? Like, it's not like there's millions of people that are buying something every once in a while. It's just these, like, small, I mean, obviously, like, relative to us, it's ridiculous, but, like, a relatively small amount of people that are just bankrolling everything he does. And, like, Alex Jones has got to be one of the top dogs. So, like, Tim Pool maybe has, like, 5,000 people that would, you know, be committed like that. And it's like, yeah, what are you doing this for, buddy? Like, do you really want to, like, never have a family because there's, like, a few thousand fucking weirdos on the internet who think you're cool? And I don't know. Worth
and
it.
And those people also don't have families, to be clear. So, like,
well, no, they have.
Consider that carefully as you make your decisions.
Kennedy, they have families. There's just a court order that says they're not allowed to talk to them anymore. Yeah, it is, you know. It's a losing premise if your, like, biggest appeal is to the most divorced men of all time. It's the most divorced men and incels. Like, that is your target. And, like, you know what? I'd rather just not have an audience. Me, personally. So I just wanted to, you know, we're not gonna miss out on dunking on Tim Pool crying about how he can't spend time with his son that may or may not exist. That's fun. I got another story here. Wait, how many stories do you have, Kennedy?
I've got a few.
Okay, well, why don't you do one? Let's see what you got.
First of all, wokeness has gone too far. We said we wouldn't get political this week, but we lied. Okay. Wokeness has gone too far. Now, a traditional Finnish sport has been undermined in a town in Maine.
Oh, my goodness.
Where wokeness has destroyed the integrity of this traditional sport. All right, you want to talk about men participating in women's sports? Well, buddy, this it's happening. It's real, okay?
What's next?
This is, let me tell you about this sport. It's the annual wife-carrying championship. All right?
Oh, my God.
It is a sport where you try to win a 278-yard race through the mud and obstacles with a person on your back. Now, in May, traditionally, this was supposed to be a sacred bond undertaken by husband and wife.
Yeah, this used to be church recognized, like.
But the in Newry, Maine, the wife carrying competition, it can just be anybody. You don't even have to be in love or have fucked or anything.
Oh my
gosh. You don't even have to be dating or nothing. You could be total strangers and say, hey, I want to get, let's do the wife carrying competition. Two men who don't even know each other could enter the wife carrying competition. This is the dissolution of a traditional institution.
Why is it a Finnish sport?
I don't know why the Finnish invented it, but they did. And for some reason, this Finnish sport was imported to a small town in Maine where it's done every year.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is the only thing I know for a fact to be a Finnish invention. So, like, this is what Finland is known for in my mind now. Oh, that, and I visited Finland in 2015 and had some really good sugar snap peas.
Now, before you poo-poo this sport, though, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what you get if you win, all right? And then you're going to immediately be like, I need to find a wife. but a wife in quotes here. So, you know, just anybody that you could carry, a small person.
Yeah.
The champion leaves with the weight of the quote-unquote wife in beer and five times the quote-unquote wife's weight in cash.
Oh my God.
I assume it's like ones or something, but that's still probably like a couple hundred bucks or so. That's like not bad.
Five times the weight in beer and 10 times in cash, or did I get this backwards?
One time in beer, five times in cash.
Okay. Yeah. So like, get me a nice 200-pound wife. I'm leaving with $1,000 and so much beer that I don't drink. It's worth it for the bragging rights, honestly. Wokeness once again is destroying
wokeness
culture.
Strikes once again.
Yeah. I'm not a Christian man, but I do believe that marriage is between one woman and one man who is carrying her through obstacles.
Upside down, by the way, the usual what? Way to it's you flip them up. It's called a backpack carry. You flip them upside down, put their legs over your shoulders.
Oh my God. I think I could do it. No, I have a bad knee. Never mind. I can't do anything. I'm a failure of a husband. I don't know if I could carry my wife through an obstacle course. Oh, I guess I'll never have $1,000. Okay, Kennedy, let's see. Let's move on. I got a story for you here. This is, I put the wrong password in my phone. That's fine. Let's see. Oh, okay. This is fun. Okay. Last week, the state of Washington became the sixth state in our country to report bird flu in humans. It's fucking happening. Let's go. Let's go. We have been waiting for plague two, okay? 2020 was a plague year. We all died. Yeah. Everybody's been dead for 4 years. We're all ghosts. And ghosts, there's only one thing that can kill a ghost. It's a cold. It's like, you know, cold symptoms. Have you ever seen a ghost sneeze, Kennedy?
I'm scared too.
Yeah, well, they die instantly. And, whoa, you know, birds hate ghosts. That's, you know, everybody knows that. So that's why the birds, they've been in the lab. They've been cooking up a flu. And they're like, if we can just get these fucking ghosts to sneeze, this will all be over. And I know what you're thinking, okay? Why don't the birds just grind a little pepper and put it under the ghost's nose? It's because birds don't have thumbs, you fucking idiot. Can you even imagine a bird trying to use a pepper shaker? Are you stupid? Are you dumb? Do you even know what a bird is? I thought so. That's why... Where did this be? Oh, yeah, bird flu. We're all going to die. Yeah, so I just...
Alfred Hitchcock's The Bird's Flu.
One bird's flew over the cuckoo's nest. Wait, that was that was nothing.
Great, man. Great job.
Thank you very much. I've been practicing. I did this podcast. I rehearsed it all in the car ride yesterday. There was a point about 9-10 hours in where I started talking to myself just to see if I still could speak. And then I was like, oh, I'm a crazy person. This is how it happens.
This is how it happens, motherfucker.
Yep. I just put myself in solitary confinement for an entire waking day. And lost it pretty quick. I will crack under pressure. You listening? You listening, Donald? You know, once they start doing the camps for leftist podcasters, I'm going to be... It's going to be over pretty quick for me, and that's okay. You know, I've accepted my fate. No, Biscuit, you're not walking on the computer. Thank you for trying, though. I appreciate your support. Kennedy, what do you got story-wise coming up here?
Okay, I got God, I'm trying to decide which order to do these in because they're all very interesting. Let's do Well, okay. Do you have any drug stories or any crimey stories in your?
No. I have two more stories left, and they are both very on brand.
Okay. For the show
and for me personally.
I've got a couple of crime stories, couple of animal stories, and then two stories that are just very worst week yet. which hopefully aren't the same as your two stories.
If one of them isn't, I'm going to be shocked. But yeah, we'll get to it.
Let me plow through my crime and animal stories.
Okay. Are there any animal crime stories or are they all separate?
Yeah. Yes, actually. We'll start with crime and then we'll transition to animals because it actually will be a perfect flow this way. Thanks for letting us work that out on the remix here right in front of you.
Yeah.
Listener.
and keep in mind, we don't edit this show.
okay, so first of all, California man was accused of using a drone to deliver fentanyl. Let's fucking go. Free this man. He's an entrepreneur.
Look, if they're going to give us drones, we're allowed to do crimes with them. I don't think people should have drones. But if they're going to give it to us, like, what do you expect? People are going to be like, okay, this is something to take seriously. We can't do crimes with this.
Now, before we get too on board with the free him part, this was an unregistered drone. He also had several unregistered firearms, and one of the people died from using the fentanyl. But I'm still going to tentatively say free him because fuck the prison system.
Wait, are drones supposed to be registered?
Yeah, you have to, like, register them with the FAA or whatever.
Oh, my God. What has Kamala done to this country?
I know.
Elon would never make us register our fucking sex robots or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Elon Musk would be like, you can have as many drones as you want. You ain't gotta tell nobody.
Yeah, no. And
until the drones started following him around, and then he'd be like, wait.
Real-time assassination coordinates.
Real-time. Anyway, I just thought that one was fun, but there's not a ton to say about that other than just, it sure is interesting living in 2024, drug delivery by drone.
Hell yeah.
Me and some friends joked about that like 10 years ago and now it's happening. Here's another one. This one's a little bit more old school. You know, not everybody's trying to do everything the newfangled way. Some people... they just like to do their drug deals classic style drug deals. All right. Here's a classic drug dealing scheme that was busted up in Germany this week. There was a pizza parlor in Dusseldorf that if you went up to and you said, I want a number 40, you got cocaine, baby.
Let's go. Wait, was it real cocaine or pink cocaine? Yes. Okay. Did you hear about pink cocaine? It doesn't even have any fucking... Pink cocaine is apparently some new thing that is like either has like ketamine or ecstasy or whatever in it. And like, I was seeing something and it was like, sometimes it doesn't even have cocaine. I was like, what are we doing?
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff. Fantastic job, everybody. So the cops pulled up undercover at the pizza place. And we're like, give me a number 40. And they got cocaine. And then they just walked in and busted everybody.
I love that.
Also, they don't exactly... The article didn't explain very well how it was all related. But, like, apparently they found a couple of, like, large cannabis farms related to this. And some other shit. So,
wait, you know what? I'm just now realizing. So, if they busted everybody, so this wasn't just one guy doing it. It was like a thing throughout the store. Are the profit margins good enough on cocaine to be splitting it like four or five ways? Oh, is it even profitable like that?
I mean, the profit margins on pizza are good enough to split it four or five ways. Think about that.
Yeah, and you know what? Cocaine and pizza, they do go kind of hand in hand, but no, never mind.
Actually, that one doesn't make sense. That part doesn't make sense to me, actually.
They kind of are fulfilling the same need in that if it was 2 a.m. and I was wasted, I would be stoked if somebody had either one of those things, but not both of them. Like, I don't want to do some coke and eat some slices, bro. What are you doing? So my guess is that a lot of times people are coming in and getting some pizza and cocaine and then just throwing the pizza away. I will burn this fucking place to the ground. Also, European pizza is not good. It tastes healthy.
Yeah, German pizza especially, I've heard, is pretty
bad. It's got to be bad. It's got to be
garbage-ass pizza. No wonder they had to sell cocaine. All right, here's a scheme.
I love here's a scheme.
Where, for sure... This one is, I don't know, this one took some ingenuity. Let's just say that, all right? Selling cocaine out of the pizza place, that's a little bit basic, maybe. This one, though, anything but basic, all right? So, a woman was arrested in Burlington, Vermont. A Chinese citizen.
Wait, I think I saw this story.
Who was trying to smuggle?
Yes,
29 turtles into Canada via kayak.
Oh my god, I did see this story. I think I had it in the notes for last week's episode originally, but then we didn't get to it for time or something. I don't remember what it was, but yes, dude, this turtle smuggling. Isn't it box turtles or something?
Yeah, Eastern box turtles, which are valuable on the Chinese black market.
Oh my god! So, I told you I went to Thailand like years and years ago, right? So in Thailand, they have this thing where, like the same way that we would sell like gerbils or hamsters, people have pet squirrels in Thailand.
What? That's so cool.
And I made a friend while I was there, and she ran a squirrel shop, like a just like a little pet shop that sells squirrels. And she was telling me that, like, yeah, you know, these a good squirrel will sell for, like, you know, the equivalent of like $100 American. And I was like, I can get you some fucking squirrels. Hold on a second.
Wow, you were literally thinking of a scheme just like this.
I literally was. Like, I was like, I told my friend, I was like, yeah, squirrels just like run around all over the place where I live. And she was like, what? Like in her mind, I was just talking about like $100 bills running up and down the street. Like,
Yeah, I mean, apparently that's what it is with these Eastern box turtles. So
I remember there being something funny in this story, like her husband is the reason she got caught or something. Like, I don't remember the details. This is like a week and a half ago I read this story, but
it was like they were gonna meet in the middle of the lake.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it was.
With two different little shitty boats.
They were going to do a fucking a shady back alley handoff, but in the middle of the lake between two kayaks.
Yeah. It didn't work out. They got busted pretty quick.
Wait. Oh, there was another detail. Like, weren't the turtles like inside of something crazy, or am I remembering?
They were
that
in
one?
A duffel bag, and they were each individually in a sock. Very crazy shit. Very Let's bizarre. Fucking go. Very bizarre situation. She's now at the mercy of the court system. Speaking of at the mercy of the court system, five elephants in a Colorado zoo are at the mercy of the state Supreme Court right now. Where the Colorado Supreme Court will be deciding in the coming week if these elephants can sue their zoo as persons under the law. This is a big deal.
Elephants, they're just like you and me. They want to sue the people holding them captive. What the fuck, Kennedy?
So these lawyers that represent the elephants in this situation that work for a nonprofit that represents animals in inhumane situations, they are using a process that's usually for prisoners to dispute their detention and arguing that the elephants should be allowed to dispute their detention under the same process, basically.
Okay.
And the state Supreme Court will issue a ruling on this soon.
Do you remember whenever, like, I mean, you don't hear it so much anymore, but like one of the big things with like legalizing gay marriage, they were like, oh, you think a man can marry a man? What's next? Will a person be able to marry a dog? And it's like 10 years later, it's like, no, the thing that was next is that elephants will be able to sue their landlords. Like, okay, like I'm all for, I actually think, like, though I have enjoyed seeing animals in zoos or other things like that, like just in a general sense, I do kind of think that like just the concept of a zoo is a little fucked up, or in some cases a whole lot fucked up.
Here's the thing. Zoos can serve a positive ecological purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they actually are providing good programs. But the problem is most zoos are like a hodgepodge of trying to have as many different creatures you can see as possible. It would be a lot more ethical, insanely more ethical, if we had zoos that were hyper specific, right?
Yeah.
Like
you
go to a zoo and it's all monkeys or it's all frogs or whatever. And it's like, or it might even be just like one or two kinds of monkeys. Like it might be like really, really specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if they were doing that, zoos could properly fulfill their ecological purpose, because zoos can help with like the loss of species and stuff like that, but only if they're actually doing what they should be doing. And that just varies wildly based on the zoo and how its ownership is, you know, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. So, you know, ideally zoos should be, you know, breeding endangered species and helping to reintroduce them back into the wild. Realistically, that's not happening nearly enough. If people want to keep zoos around, this is the compromise. Is like, you don't get to see every fucking thing possible at your zoo. You get to see a couple of things, and it's their habitats are really detailed, and you can learn a lot about them. And that should be good enough for you, you fucks.
Yeah, yeah. I should not be able to see a cockatoo and a polar bear at the same spot. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah, deranged.
An alligator and a polar bear. An alligator and a penguin should not be roommates. Yeah, I don't know. It is, I will say though, all that to say, I do think, you know, the people that care about the elephants should be able to, you know, fight for them to have better treatment or better conditions or whatever. I don't think elephants should be able to be recognized as people by the courts. That's crazy.
I think it's a very complicated thing. I don't want to necessarily say one way or the other, but I do think that it's like, it would be an unusual precedent to be set.
Yeah.
And we'd have, it would have intriguing ramifications if it happened. So, but you know, we'll see, I guess.
If it works and then it gets like, then it gets challenged or whatever, this like could work its way up the ladder till one day there are elephants in the Supreme Court. And like, you know how elephants are, like, you know, they'll kill you and then go to your funeral and run over your fucking casket. Like, I don't know. We could see maybe some good coming.
You know
from
what?
That.
Yes. Colorado Supreme Court, give elephants personhood immediately. also, you know,
and let them vote. Let them vote.
If they win their case, maybe you could finally win your case to get your enclosure upgraded.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes, but you know, I feel
Andrew
like
Hillary requires more enrichment, folks.
I feel like I'm literally still in my car. I don't want to talk about it. Also,
all right,
just because this is the worst week yet, I do have to mention that elephants are, in fact, the best animal. Not my favorite, but the best animal, because they are the only member of the animal kingdom that celebrates 9/11, because an elephant never forgets.
Wow. Wow, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Respect.
Yeah. We are pro elephant podcast, other than the Republicans. That doesn't count.
Okay. Let's move on. This is my story, please. That is, I would say, the most worst week yet story that we have seen in quite some time. This week in Texas, a baby was shot and killed by a toddler.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about this. This is not one of my stories, so we're good there.
Yes, this is, I mean, it's tragic, it's terrible, but like, come on, what the fuck are you doing? A woman and her two children, there were three children were in an SUV parked outside of a fucking hospital, by the way. And one of the kids was playing in the back seat, and there was just a loaded gun in the back seat. And they picked it up, and it went off, and it shot and killed the baby that was in the car seat. And here's the thing: this is horrible. This is tragic. You know, my heart goes out to you, but like, also, like, dog, why you got a loaded gun around your kids? What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Leaving a loaded gun in the back seat with your toddler is out of control, man.
Like, I don't think anybody deserves to die, but like,
no. This is not like a you get what you deserve situation. This is not like that. Like, I'm not gonna fucking gloat, but like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with people? Stop.
Yeah,
stop. Like, so much of our gun problems in this country have to do with just failure to do basic gun safety. And like, there are other countries where it's harder to own a gun, and they will fucking bust your ass for gun safety quick, right? Like, so some of the European countries where it's hard to own a gun, they come inspect your fucking shit periodically.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they come by and just make sure your shit's in the gun safe like it's supposed to be and all that. And you know what? Like, I don't know about that level of like privacy invasion, but I do think like something must be done about this to some extent. Like, if you can't demonstrate basic gun safety, maybe you don't get to own a gun. People say, what, my rights? No, fuck you, dude. Like, go to one class for one day and learn about how guns can kill people very easily, and then you can have a gun. That's not an insane thing to request of people. That's not a violation of your rights. Fuck you.
You know, Kennedy, years ago, especially around the time of, like, you know, Sandy Hook, and, you know, there was a lot of like high profile mass shootings in that like part of the 2010s or whatever. I was a very anti-gun person. You know, I was like, you know, these should be restricted. People shouldn't be allowed to have these. And over time, I have kind of evolved to the point that, like, I don't now think, oh, everybody should have these. What I've evolved to is I have realized that it is pointless to even try to argue that, because even if you stop the sale of guns today completely, there are, like, more guns than people in this. It's just, it's futile. It doesn't even matter. So what I've now evolved to, my position is that anybody who owns a gun can't be sad whenever somebody dies from a gunshot. That's what it costs to have guns, is that people just get killed by guns pretty frequently. Like, whether it's an accident, whether it's a mass shooting, this is what it costs. And I think politicians should be more honest about this shit. Like, don't say thoughts and prayers. Come out and say, yeah, I mean, this sucks, but like, this is what it costs for anybody to be able to go get a gun. Like, this is how it is.
I have a slight, I agree with you to some extent. However, I think that I have a slightly different take, which is that I think that we need to think about gun ownership as it relates to the power structures of this country and examine that really carefully. Because, for instance, Black women own a lot of guns because they live in situations sometimes, especially single Black women, where they feel like they need to have protection.
Understandable.
If you're like a young working class single woman, especially if you are of a marginalized group like Black folks, or you're indigenous or something like that, we know that statistically a lot of those cases don't ever even get looked into if you go missing. Right.
Right.
So like, Black women, statistically, I've read some really interesting articles about this, own a lot of guns, but you don't hear about Black women having gun ownership issues, because they're the safest gun ownership group in America, statistically, also.
How long until we get a Democrat that comes out and says, we need more African-American female mass shooters? Like,
they'll be a Republican.
fair.
You know how occasionally they do DEI, but just bad.
But Democrats will be like, you can't criticize this mass shooter. Anyways, I don't fucking know where I'm going with that. I mean, I'm not saying that like there aren't cases, like it's nothing like that. It's just like,
I think we need to talk about like the responsibility of all this stuff and like things like the armament from a perspective of like, we have to consider these power structures while we do it. You know, that's why, like, I've sometimes said, like, you know, I'll support the armament if it starts with the police and then next is all white people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
yeah.
There's gotta be some nuance to some of this discussion, I think, but like, yeah, it's fucked up. Just, it's a bad situation that we are in here with this shit. And the fact that these stories even happen at all is just, wow, like, what a preventable fucking situation. And now here it is. It's like one of the most tragic stories I've heard all year. Great.
Yeah. And, you know, just a PSA, if you got a gun, don't let kid play with it. Keep it away from a child. This has been a Worst Week Yet PSA. Kennedy, what do you got as far as the story goes? I have one more, but I want to save it to the end.
Okay. Well, I have one that specifically has to be the outro, but it's small.
Okay.
You'll see.
Fair enough.
It is an outro unto itself.
Okay. Do you have anything else, or was it just that one?
But I have, this will lighten the mood a little bit, perhaps.
Okay.
A company in Poland called Hades Funeral Services, which, wow, what a name.
Truly.
What a fucking name. When I read that the first time, I was like, that's not real.
That would be like, yeah, welcome to hell, funeral home.
Hades Funeral Services had to issue up an apology recently.
Oh no. Oh no. What did they do? Cancel culture is real.
A hearse was driving down the window or driving down the street. A man was observing it, at the time, or a couple people were observing it at the time on the street. So a man was driving down the street in the hearse, and then some people observed a sheet flying in the wind.
Could have been a ghost.
There was a body laying in the road.
Definitely a ghost.
What I'm saying is that these guys did a coffin drop, okay?
Let's go.
they said there was a technical failure of the electric tailgate of the hearse. And that this unfortunate event does not reflect the high standards of their company.
How the fuck did why was there just a loose body in the back of a hearse?
It's covered by a sheet.
But isn't the hearse just for the casket?
No, dude. Like, the funeral home will come pick up the body if you've got, like, a body on your hands.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As long as, you know, it's a legal body. If it's an illegal body, you might have a problem. If you've killed this person, you know, then you've got an illegal body on your hands. But if it's just, like, grandma passed away and a doctor came by and signed a thing and said, yep, grandma's done. It's over.
Grandma, over.
Then that's, you know, that's another, they'll come pick up the body. And so this was presumably that kind of situation. They had come to pick up this body from somebody who, you know,
just happened to have a body.
Happened to have a body laying around. No big deal. Don't need to ask any fucking questions about it. Why are you asking so many fucking questions about it?
I didn't need no fucking interrogation, okay? I just found a corpse, you know, in my house. And, you know, there was blood. You know, normally when a person is living, the blood stays in the body. But, you know, this person's dead. They don't need their blood anymore. So that's why it's all over the walls. Take this fucking corpse, please. I'm sick of it. It's, you know, it's really fucking with the feng shui in here. And then they did a coffin flop. So this is great. Here's the thing. Like, cause you know, there's most people never get to see a corpse outside of like a funeral home. And like, so this was like, years from now, one of the people that witness this, they'll be on a date and somebody be like, have you ever seen like a dead body? And they'll be like, yeah. yeah. And this was in Poland, right?
Yeah.
How many Polish people does it take to keep a corpse in a hearse? More than that one, I guess. Great.
More than one guy, I guess.
Yeah, at least that guy. He is, you know, you really only have, you have a few jobs as a hearse driver. Like, you know, don't fuck the body. Don't go off any ramps. Don't try and do like a sick 360 like park job or whatever. But one of the other jobs is keep the corpse inside the hearse at all times. Do they have seat belts for corpses? Here's your first mistake. Buckle up both for safety and for, you know, just to keep everybody in. All arms and legs inside the... Let's move on. Okay. Do you just have the one story you want to end with, or do you have anything else?
Yeah. Give us your true final story, and then I'll have a little kind of mini story as a way of saying goodbye.
Okay. This is more on brand for Andrew Hillary for me than it is for the show, but I do think it's really awesome. So, Kennedy, do you remember when they put put that portal up in New York City. It was like a Lifetime video screen between New York City and Dublin.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, people could go up and like, you know, just like look at people that were on the other side of the world in real time. And like, that was pretty cool. And then like after a couple days, some fucking lady came up and just flashed her tits and they closed down the portal.
Yes.
So they put up another portal in Philadelphia this time. And the very first day, some lady came up and flashed her tits.
Uh-huh.
Kennedy, it was the same fucking lady.
Holy shit, the dedication.
She's an OnlyFans model. Her name's Ava Louise. And she was quoted. She was like, she's like, I promise to follow the virtual device around the world. And she's like, me and the portal, we're a package deal.
Holy shit, dude.
Like, of course somebody is going to flash it again, but it's the same person is so fucking funny to me. Ava Louise, come on the show.
Yeah, can we get her on the show?
Maybe, I don't fucking know. Wow. Depends how many Twitter followers she has, but, you know, we've had pretty cool OnlyFans people on the show before, so maybe. It's not beyond the realm of possibility. Okay, so like I said, not too much of that. Just wanted to, you know, let everybody know. Kennedy, you have one story that you would like to close us out with here today.
Yes.
What do you have for us and for the people?
You know, here on this show, sometimes we can be a little long-winded, and especially we can take our time saying goodbye. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes.
Well, wokeness has come for us again. I know I promised not to get political, but fuck you, Andrew Hillary, and fuck you, listeners. All right. Wokeness has once again gone too far. A airport in New Zealand has now limited goodbye hugs to 3 minutes.
Does that mean that there's a guy with a stopwatch?
Literally 1984.
You just say, you know there, mate, you've been holding on for about 2 minutes, 40 seconds. And if it's going on much longer, we're going to have to throw you out of here.
What?
Well, like, here's the thing is that there could be more than one hug going on at the same time. And like everybody's starting at like a different start. So they have to have like hundreds of guys with hundreds of stopwatches. Oh my God. What are people going to do? Like, here's the thing. I famously I'm the kind of person that I'm not going to hug anybody for less than like 4.5, 5 minutes. Like I don't even hug, Kennedy. I embrace.
Yeah, I can verify. I've met Andrew Hillary in person.
Yeah.
And the first thing he did was pick me up in a bear hug. And then just let me down until he left.
Yeah, yeah. We almost missed my show that I had. Like, you know, they were like, what, you can't bring this person on stage with you? And I was like, I can do whatever I want. I've got the microphone now. And then I pulled out a gun and I just showed it to him. I didn't shoot anybody. But, you know.
Yeah, but if you just show people a gun, I mean, that's usually enough.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I guess I can't. I guess the real story here is that Andrew Hillary has been banned from the country of New Zealand. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. This is my first time getting deported, pre-deported.
Wow.
Is that a word? Pre-deported? That's what's happening Maybe. To me. Yeah, that's intense. God, thoughts and prayers go out to the people.
So anyway, patrons and listeners and friends and Elon Musk, who listens to this show because he has a humiliation fetish, we hope you don't mind us taking more than 3 minutes to say goodbye to you today.
Yeah, but
because we will never respect these woke mind woke, virus
woke Kiwis. Yeah, no, I won't respect them, and I barely respect myself. Kennedy, thank you for joining me. Listeners, sorry this was late. But hey, you know, we could have just taken the whole week off, and I don't think nobody even noticed. Okay, here's the thing. It did hurt a little bit that there wasn't even one tweet like, who was the episode? So thank you a lot, listeners. I would not be going to New Zealand with or without you. maybe there was. I didn't really look at social media. I was driving for...
Yeah, you guys will tweet and be like, where's Audrey from Radio Free Topaz? If we do release an episode, but if we don't release an episode, you don't even say anything.
It does hurt. At least we have an election 7 days from today, and then it'll be all. Here's the thing, you know, whenever they were saying like, if Trump wins, there will never be another election in this country.
Uh huh.
Doesn't sound too bad. I don't necessarily want him to win, but like, hey, if we could never do this again, that would be kind of chill.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Nah, I'm just kidding, though. We need elections, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, how else will we come up with new flavors of chips? Kennedy, patreon.com/worstweekyet. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week with more bad news.